1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. For now presents the WHTC Polling Report, brought to you by Zealand Lanes and by Holland's hometown station, 1450 WHTC. And we are joined with the men's bowling report. Jim DeGraff joins us now. Good morning, Jim. Hope you are well.
Oh, I'm doing very well, Gary. How are you this morning?
We're hanging in there. We're hanging in there.
Good. Well, it's week number four already on the bowling calendar. And, you know, the month of September is finishing up today. The month of October actually starts the majority of our tournament activity. In fact, between October and the end of the season, which is typically right around through the month of March, there'll be constant tournaments going on. And the 20th annual Michigan State Mixed Doubles Tournament opens up this coming weekend. It's close to us this year. It'll be held in Ionia. And the bowling center is on Dexter Street in Ionia, Michigan. And the tournament is a mixed doubles team and mixed team and mixed doubles, and it goes on for the next four weekends. Ella Sharp is the tournament manager, and entry blanks for this tournament are available at all the area bowling centers. There are some entry blanks that just came out this week for the a new tournament this year for the Don Crane Memorial Doubles Tournament. And Don Crane, who was the owner of Lakeview Lanes, passed away last November. Don was a great promoter of the sport and really helped a lot of the junior bowlers with their basics of the game. And they're dedicating a tournament in his memory. And the tournament opens on Saturday, November 9th and November 10th. And there are squad times at 11 o'clock in the morning and 2:30 in the afternoon. And the entries for this tournament close on October 26th. And it's $25 per team for the doubles portion of that tournament. Well, Gary, let's take a look at the high games for this week. We did see two additional 300 games this past week, and they were both bowled on Tuesday night. One was bowled at Zealand Lanes, and one was bowled at Northland Lanes. Dale Workman from the Victory League had the 300 game over at Zealand, and Gary Emiot bowled a 300 in the Tri-City League over at Northland. So congratulations to Dale and Gary for their 300 games. Bowling at 299 this week was Bob Zuverink from Tri-City, Chris Brummels from West Ottawa with a 289. We had three bowlers this week with 279s, and they were Todd Carson from the Suburban League, Dave Putnam from Businessmen's, and Ron Chrisman Jr. from Sweet 16. We had two bowlers this week with 278s, and they were Tyler Dozeman from Northland Select and Brent Beverwijk from the Businessmen's League. And finishing up the top 10 for high games this week was Josh Van Order from the Zealand Suburban League with a 277. Taking a look at the high series for week number four, Jim Rennick once again in the first place position with a 755, and Jim bowled that score in the Tri-City League. Ron Cole from Tri-City with 742. Ted Heckenberg from Tri-City with 739. We had three bowlers this week that had identical scores of 733, and they were Jeff Clock from the Businessmen's League. Also from Businessmen's was Mitch Wiersma and Matt Carson from Tri-City, all having series of 733. Dale Workman from Victory, along with his 300, had a series of 730. Danny Van Dort from Saturday Night Fever was 728. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City was 727. Todd Grahams from Northland Select was 722. Two bowlers this week with 719s, and they're both from the Tri-City League, and they were bowled by Bob Zuverink and Steve Branson. Larry Lorenz from Businessmen's was 717. Brian Dexter out of Northland Select with 716. Dan Faber from Businessmen's with a 714. Two bowlers with 713 series, and they were Craig Borman from Zealand Suburban and Robert Stilley from Saturday Night Fever. Bowling a 712 this week was Josh Van Order from Zealand Suburban and also Nick Wabick from Zealand Suburban with a 712. Gary Emiot from Tri-City was 704 and Scott Smith from the Businessmen's with an even 700. Taking a look at the high series for the season, Jim Rennick, as I mentioned, was in the top spot this week with 755, and last week Jim had his career high of an 805 series. Two bowlers tied with 793, and they're Chris Brummels and Steve Branson. Bob Zuverink with a 781. Scott Smith with 768. Scott Terpstra with a 760. Kevin Pardue with a 750, as well as Dan Faber with 750. Todd Grahams with 747, and Ward Grigsby with a 746. And that's our top 10 for our high series. And then our high games for the season, four bowlers now with 300s. They were Chris Brummels, Jim Rennick, Dale Workman, and Gary Emiot. We added this week Bob Zuverink with a 299, Del Vanderpoppen with a 290, Steve Branson with 289, Matt Cook with a 280, and that wraps up our high games for the season. And Gary, we're going to wrap it up for the day. We'll be back with you next week, Monday, once again, to share some bowling highlights along the lakeshore.
Indeed. And Jim, you have yourself a good week, and we'll talk to you. Well, Brent will be talking to you next Monday morning at this time with the Men's Bowling Report. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
All right, Jim DeGraff with the Men's Bowling Report.